Our next topic is the binomial distribution. The binomial distribution applies to binary random processes. These are processes that can take on two values. For example, Democrat or Republican, or win or lose, success or failure, or heads or tails. So anything that has an either or, one way or another type of outcome. And the binomial distribution means that you're taking repeated independent trials from the process, each with the same probability of success. Now, there might be situations where you don't have independence. For example, if winning one game means that you're more likely to win the next game, then you wouldn't use a binomial distribution to describe a series of games because they're not independent. So if for the Orioles, the probability of beating the Yankees is different from the probability of beating the Royals, then you would not describe a game against the Yankees followed by two games against the Royals in a binomial setting. The problem with that is that you don't have the same probability of success each time. So to be binomial, you have to have the same probability of success each time, and they have to be independent. And suppose, now let's take an example where we think it might be binomial. Suppose that Kobe is an 80% free throw shooter, and he takes 15 free throws, and the results of the free throws are independent of one another. And the types of questions that we might ask about this are, what is the average number of free throws that he makes out of the 15 that he tries? What is the standard deviation of that? And what is the probability that Kobe makes exactly 12 out of 15? What is the probability that he makes no more than 12? Okay, the average number that he makes is you obtained by taking the percent that he makes, 80, and applying it to the number of trials, 15. So we take 0.8 times 15, and we get 12. Note that if he took 12 free throws, the average would be 0.8 times 12 is equal to 9.6. So now he can't make exactly 9.6 free throws out of 12. He can make 0, 1, 2, 3, whatever. He can't make 9.6, but we still say that the average is 9.6. So we still multiply the probability of making one free throw times the number of free throws to get the average. And if the average comes out a decimal, so be it. Now the standard deviation of the number that he makes in 15 attempts turns out to equal the square root of 0.8 times 1 minus 0.8 times 15, which is 1.55. So that is, we take the square root of the probability of making one free throw times 1 minus the probability of making one free throw times the number of free throws. And that's the standard deviation. I'll explain why in a minute. Okay, the probability of making exactly 12 out of 15 can be found on the calculator using the distribution, the binom PDF. Binom PDF. So if you look on the calculator under distributions, binom PDF, if you take binom PDF and you put 15.812, you'll get the answer, and it's about 0.25. So the first number you enter is the number of trials. The next number you enter is the probability of success on each trial. And the third number you enter is the number of successes. That is, so the probability of getting exactly 12 successes out of 15 is the binom PDF 15.812. Okay, what about the probability of making no more than 12? Or a better way of putting that is the probability of making 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, or 12. That is anything up to and including 12. That is found using binom CDF. So that's just one letter difference, binom CDF. And you take binom CDF using the same numbers, 15.812, but the CDF is 0.60. That is, the probability of getting anything up to and including 12 is 0.60. So let's discuss that in general. In general, for a binomial process, with the probability of success P and n trials, we have the mean for that process is equal to n times P. The standard deviation is the square root of n times p times 1 minus p. The probability of exactly k successes you get using binom PDF with n, p, and k put in that order. That is the number of trials, the probability of success on each trial, and then the number of successes that we're targeting. The probability of getting no more than k successes, that is of getting up to and including k successes, is binom CDF of n, p, k. So PDF is the probability density function, and CDF is cumulative distribution function. So C stands for cumulative. It's cumulative up to and including k successes. All right, so why? Where do these formulas come from? So let's consider one trial, just one binomial trial, and let x be the number of successes. And we have our usual table of with x, p of x, x minus the mean, and then p of x times x minus the mean squared. And remember, if we add up the column that's x times p of x, well, I guess I don't have that column there, but if we add up x times p of x, we get the mean, and that's shown underneath the table. We take 0 times 1 minus p plus 1 times p is equal to p, and that's the mean. So the mean of one trial of a binomial distribution is p, which is the probability of success. That makes sense. Now for the variance, we continue the table. We take x minus the mean. So when we have a failure, then x is 0, and we subtract the mean of p, so we have 0 minus p. In the next row, we have a success, x is equal to 1, and x minus the mean is 1 minus p. So we have 0 minus p and 1 minus p in that x minus mean column. And now we take p of x times x minus mean squared, just like we did a while back when we were trying to calculate variances by brute force. So p of x in the first row is 1 minus p. X minus mean squared is equal to p squared. And so we have 1 minus p times p squared. And the next row we have p times 1 minus p, the quantity squared. So to arrive at variance, we add up the numbers in that column, and that's shown underneath. We say variance is equal to 1 minus p times p squared plus p times 1 minus p quantity squared. We can factor out a 1 minus p times p out of both of those terms, and so it's 1 minus p times, and then it will be p plus 1 minus p, that just simplifies to p times 1 minus p. So that's the variance of one binomial trial. And the standard deviation is the square root of the variance. Okay, well, what about two trials, two independent trials? Well, let the number of successes in two trials be w. And then in that case, w is equal to x plus y, where x and y are each a binomial trial. The mean of w will equal the mean of x plus the mean of y. Well, each binomial trial has a mean of p. We add the two together, and they get 2p. The standard deviation of w is the square root of the variance of x plus the variance of y, which is equal to the square root of p times 1 minus p plus p times 1 minus p, or the square root of 2 times p times 1 minus p. If we were to keep adding trials one at a time, you would see that what you would get with n trials is that the average would be n times p, and the standard deviation would be the square root of n times p times 1 minus p. So that's where the mean and the standard deviation come from. Now, where does binom PDF come from? Well, the probability of getting k successes in n trials is equal to the probability of success to the kth power times the probability of failure, which is 1 minus the probability of success, to the n minus kth power. All that times the binomial coefficient. So the binomial coefficient, in turn, is n factorial over k factorial times n minus k factorial. This binomial coefficient is something you may have come across in some other math course. It's a combinatorics term. You might have, choose n things r at a time, something like that. So that's the binomial coefficient. You should recognize that there occasionally it shows up on the AP as a multiple choice question where you have to sort of identify which is the correct binomial coefficient, although they actually show the binomial formula for the free response questions. Okay, so that's the binomial coefficient. You can read more about it in my notes on Pascal's triangle, which are, if you look at the very bottom of this lecture, you'll see more on that. Okay, so that's the binomial coefficient. So let's work with it. That and the p to the k times 1 minus p to the n minus k. Suppose n equals 15, k equals 12, and p equals 0.8. That's the one we already solved before using binom PDF. But let's work. So the binomial coefficient is now 15 factorial. If we take 15 factorial over 12 factorial, we'll get 15 times 14 times 13, and then we still have the denominator of n minus k factorial, or 15 minus 12 factorial, or 3 factorial. So we have 15 times 14 times 13 over 3 times 2 times 1 equals 455 is the binomial coefficient. And then p to the k times 1 minus p to the n minus k is 0.8 to the 12th times 0.2 to the third. And when you multiply that all out, you get 0.25, which is what we would get with binom PDF. Now, we can't do binom CDF with any handy dandy thing. You would actually have to work out the probability of getting 12 successes plus 11 successes plus 10. You'd have to work them all out by hand, so that's pretty tedious. So you would do binom CDF using the calculator. That is, you would get the probability of getting no more than 12 successes in 15 tries by using the binom CDF. You wouldn't try to explore doing 12 binom PDFs or however many you'd have to do. Okay, so let's summarize what you have to remember from this. First of all, remember what a binomial process is, that it can have two possible outcomes, a success or a failure. Remember that we need to have n independent trials. The trials have to be independent, and each one has to have the same probability of success p. If all that is in place, then we can say that it's a binomial process, that the mean number of successes in n trials would be n times p. The standard deviation of the number of successes in n trials would be the square root of n times p times 1 minus p. The probability of exactly k successes is binom PDF of n, p, and k. The probability of no more than k successes, or the probability of up to and including k successes, is binom CDF, C for cumulative distribution, NPK. To do binom PDF by hand, you'd use the binomial coefficient times p to the k times 1 minus p to the n minus k. And finally, if you're curious to understand more about the binomial coefficient, click on the link for Pascal's triangle.